WREF 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio, and listen to TheRef.com presents the Memorial Football Show. This show features head coach John Hurley and a member of the Tiger football team. The Memorial Football Show is brought to you by Bel Air Land, Scott Stratman, attorney at law, and the Rocket Bar. This show is also brought to you by Mike Carey with Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, Mankey's Automotive, Award War Trophies, and United Fidelity Bank. Now, here is your host, Dan Agurski.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Week 9 of the High School Football Campaign and our coaches' shows. The Memorial Tigers, winners of the SIAC Championship this past Friday night with a 21-0 win over the Vincennes Lincoln Aliases. That coupled with North's win over Jasper. And the Tigers right now, closest pursuer, two games back with just one to go. And the Tigers will close out the regular season Friday night against the Castle Knights. We'll come back. We'll talk to Coach John Hurley about the shutout win over Vincennes and this week's game with Castle when this Memorial Football Show continues on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref.
I have an order for Dan.
Oh, that's me. Hey, wait, you forgot the... Ugh, never mind. They never get it right.
You deserve the coffee you asked for. So don't you deserve the house you asked for? Bel Air Land's new build construction homes come with a builder warranty, so you have peace of mind. With Bel Air Land, creating a custom home is easier than ordering a custom coffee. Check them out at belairland.com.
You know Rocket Bar for Evansville's first pizza. Now you can enjoy a fabulous breakfast every morning, 6 to 10:30. Delicious omelets, pancakes, French toast, and the best biscuits and gravy. The all-new Rocket Bar, Washington Avenue at Green River Road. The all-new Rocket Bar is open for lunch daily. Choose from 18 delicious pizzas, sandwiches, including a great hamburger, spaghetti, lasagna, and Rocket Bar's famous Italian salad. Dine in or outside on the patio. Plus, carry out and exceptional catering. Discover the all-new Rocket Bar.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Whether it's the end of the year or the start of another new one, if you want to recognize success with a special gift of recognition, look no further than Award World Trophies, the number one destination in Evansville for plaques, trophies, ribbons, and a wide assortment of special gifts in their large showroom. The professionals at Award World Trophies can also personally engrave any item for a personal touch. Award success with a gift from Award World Trophies. 700 North Winebox, Suite 103, or phone 812-425-4571. Attorney Scott Stratman is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics and wishes Coach John Hurley and the Memorial Tigers the best of luck this season. A smart game plan and good execution are keys to success in football and in legal matters, too. If you need help with estate planning, nursing home planning for a loved one, or litigation, give Scott a call at 812-425-5345. Scott is experienced, affordable, and has been helping clients in the Evansville area for over 25 years. Call Scott Stratman at 812-425-5345. Back here on the Memorial Football Show on this Tuesday afternoon, head coach John Hurley joining us. Coach, good afternoon. How are you?
Good, Dan. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Well, thanks for a few minutes of your time. Back-to-back weeks where banners are being raised for the Memorial Tigers, city champs after the win over Wrights, conference champs over the win over Vincennes. And, John, every year for the last 20 years, I've said, boy, it's going to be hard for a team to go through this regular season undefeated. Obviously, there's another big game left to go, but to have a conference championship already in your back pocket with 1 week left, congratulations to you and the entire program.
Thank you. You know, I don't know that I would have guessed that with a week go that we wouldn't still have some stuff on the line. Obviously, it's a big game for us this week against Castle, and it's always a pretty physical game. But it's a nice tribute to our kids and the work that they've put in. And it also shows a lot of the parity that it's existing in the conference.
Well, a 21-0 win over Vincennes. I know they don't have Cooper Collins at quarterback, but they do have Max McCormick, and he's a big load for anybody. And you guys, you know, he had 18 carries, only 50 yards in the game. Defense pitches its second shutout of the season. I think just looking at your stats, me personally probably a little bit more impressed with your defense shutting Vincennes out and holding McCormick to under 60 yards rushing.
Yeah, he's a load, and we were concerned about him going into the game, and we knew that stopping the run was going to be a big focus for us. And, you know, our front seven really did a nice job defensively and really flowing. And defense, or the defensive backs, staying disciplined, staying back for play action. And, you know, if you can be disciplined and be able to take away what other teams are trying to do up front, you got a chance. And our guys have really done a good job of that this year and flying around.
Well, John, you go into the football game, and the first possession, a nice methodical drive down the field, you score. And then to open up the second half, kind of the same thing. And you go up, when you score the first possession of each half, kind of takes the wind out of the sails of the other team. So certainly kind of, I don't know if you wait, that's the way you drew it up on the board, but pretty good to get touchdowns in your first possessions of each half.
Sure, and, you know, if we can get a couple scores up on somebody, you know, you feel good about defensively, we're going to keep the pressure on them, keep coming after them. And there's a lot of things we did better offensively this week, but the one thing that we've got to do better, we left a lot of plays on the field. We dropped a lot of late down balls that would have either extended drives or been touchdowns that maybe we didn't finish drives on. You know, I think we ended up having something like 65 plays offensively, so it was a lot of plays. But, you know, we can play a conservative game and try to chip away at it when defense is playing as well as it is right now. You know, overall, you know, as long as offensively we protect the football, I think we had one turnover, but we still win the turnover battle and stay after teams. You know, that's a pretty good recipe for success.
Well, it really is. I mean, that defense has been so opportunistic all season long. You know, a couple more takeaways the other night. You know, and Vincennes, the team, likes to protect the ball and run behind a big physical offensive line, especially with an inexperienced quarterback at the situation. So for them to kind of go into that game, I would think, wanting to set up the run to maybe set up the pass with the young freshman, but you guys able to take away the run game almost exclusively, really kind of put them behind the eight ball, I would think, offensively.
Yeah, I mean, they're easy to overlook possibly in the conference, but they are a physical outfit, you know, and they lost their quarterback early in the year, and I think they're still kind of finding their way beyond that. The freshman's really stepped in. He's gotten better each week, and I think they're going to continue to improve. And, you know, they'll be a formidable out as it gets into the tournament.
All right, so Memorial 21-0 win over the Vincennes Lincoln Avises, week 8, and it was senior night to boot on top of all of that. We'll come back and we'll continue this Memorial football show and meet up with a player right after this on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref.
You know Rockabar for Evansville's first pizza. Now you can enjoy a fabulous breakfast every morning, 6 to 10:30. Delicious omelets, pancakes, French toast, and the best biscuits and gravy. The all-new Rockabar, Washington Avenue at Green River Road. The all-new Rockabar is open for lunch daily. Choose from 18 delicious pizzas, sandwiches, including a great hamburger, spaghetti, lasagna, and Rockabar's famous Italian salad. Dine in or outside on the patio, plus carry out and exceptional catering. Discover the all-new Rockabar.
Attorney Scott Stratman is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics and wishes Coach John Hurley and the Memorial Tigers the best of luck this season. A smart game plan and good execution are keys to success in football and in legal matters, too. If you need help with estate planning, nursing home planning for a loved one, or litigation, give Scott a call at 812-425-5345. Scott is experienced, affordable, and has been helping clients in the Evansville area for over 25 years. Call Scott Stratman at 812-425-5345. Tired of paying dealer prices for your car or truck repairs? Bring your car to Menke's Auto, a local business that offers a free 66-point inspection and free loaner cars. Menke's ASE-certified technicians will go over the car from top to bottom. Call Menke's at 812-853-5571 to schedule an appointment, or check them out on the web at MankeysAuto.com or our Facebook page. That's Mankey's Auto, a local shop in New Bern.
Bel Air Land in Mount Vernon has the perfect blend of affordability and comfort with homes for sale. Mount Vernon is a welcoming community with great schools and a variety of high-paying jobs. Two-story single-family homes, ranch-style or multi-unit condos. Enjoy a seamless work-life balance by avoiding the daily grind of Evansville traffic. Embrace a thriving lifestyle where serene living and financial growth go hand-in-hand. Find your dream home in Mount Vernon today with Bel Air Land.
At Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, we're good at insurance, but not just any insurance. We're good at fireworks don't go in the attic insurance. And even guy that shouldn't have a chainsaw but has a chainsaw insurance. Start with Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance and stop knocking on wood.
Start with me, Mike Carey, with locations in Warwick and Vandenberg counties. Online, in person, or by phone at 812-901-7700 and stop knocking on wood.
You've got places to go. And Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
ESPN 97.7 WREF, Sebree, Henderson, and Evansville. ESPN 97.7 The Ref.
Back here on the Memorial Football Show on this Tuesday afternoon, and we're talking with Senior Connor O'Donohue. Connor, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing well. All right, well, congratulations. Defense pitching another shutout the other night, 21-0 over Vincennes, and you had your fifth fumble recovery of the year in that game. Overall, kind of just your thoughts on the win over Vincennes.
I thought it was great. I thought overall our defense came in. We were ready to stop the run, and I think that's what we did. We knew they had a good running back, and we knew since their quarterback was hurt and they had a freshman playing, that they wouldn't be able to do much things in the past. We knew if we stopped the run, it'd be pretty much handled for us and give the ball back to our offense, and we could go on from there.
Well, I mean, again, their big fullback, McCormick, I mean, 18 carries, like 60 yards in the game, and he's been just kind of punishing SIAC teams all season long. What was the key to really kind of slowing him down? Did you guys have more people in the box?
Yes, we had certain defenses. We go Miami, we go Eagle, it brings another back for any movement to safety, and it puts more people in the box, and I think overall we're just able to refill our gaps very well and kept gap integrity and play as one. All just came to gather the ball.
Well, Connor, I mean, all year long this defense has just been phenomenal. I don't know how many pick sixes you've got and the turnover compared to your offense. I mean, you guys have just been so opportunistic all season long. What's been the key to all the success that you guys have had through the first 8 weeks?
I think it's been Coach Johnson coming up with the plays and putting us in the right areas. I mean, our defense has very athletic abilities, and Coach Johnson is one probably the best defensive coach in the whole city, and he just makes us puts us in the right areas. And as athletes, as a defense, we all just make the plays together.
You know, I would think being on that defensive unit, your mindset going in is if our offense can score a couple of the touchdowns, we're going to be good. I mean, is that the mentality that you guys have? If your offense can just take care of business and put about, 14, 20 points on the board, that'll be enough?
Yeah, I think when I come in, I think as a defense, we think if we're able to stop the ball and give our offense or the ball back to the offense, they'll eventually give us some points and be able to not keep us on the field all the time. But I think overall, if we get some stops, you can always get the ball back to our offense, and they'll eventually get touchdowns, get points to us, and then let us get back on the field and get more stops.
All right, you guys get Castle this week. I mean, you've already wrapped up the city championship, the conference championship, ranked number one, undefeated. What do you expect from Castle's offense when you get there Friday night?
Well, we saw them in the scrimmage at Harrison. I mean, we saw first they have the running back who was there, who's hurt now. They have Noah McKinney playing. But, I mean, they have another receiver. Ben Quash is really fast. We've seen him film, but I think overall we'll be fine. We just got to stop the run. Even though but Bowden Morgan's a good pass threat, but I think our DBs and corners will be pretty good in stopping that.
You know, as far as this rivalry, you know, Memorial and Castle, I know it's been a couple of years since you guys have gone up there and won. I think Castle's won the last two there at Castle Stadium where the game will be on Friday night. So just overall, I mean, you guys know that you're going to have a week off after this game to, you know, for your next game in the section of the second round. So do you approach this week any different knowing that there really isn't any championship at stake because you guys have won both the city and the conference at this point?
I think we just look at it as the same as acting like it's, you know, if we have to win to win the city. I think we play it the same way because we know we gotta keep grinding, make sure get both, because we won't have a game for a whole week, so we might as well use this game to our better understanding because get better, and because without a week it'll be a little different, because it's never happened before. We never had a whole week off without having game Friday, so it'll be our game for 2 weeks, so we just gotta go out there and do our best.
How fun is this game? I mean, obviously, when you guys play Boston, that's another neighborhood, but you've got kids that, you know, maybe live in Newburgh, go to Memorial, and vice versa. With the relationship that you guys have amongst the players, how fun is this Castle and Memorial game?
Oh, it's always fun. I mean, last year was unbelievable being able to play at the baseball field and have 5,000+ fans there. I mean, it's always a heck of a game since we're always a rival, and it's always a good game, whether or not our records or what they are. It's always been a fun and conflicted game, always big turnovers, always big, exciting games.
All right, Connor, well, I really appreciate a few minutes of your time. Thank you so much. Congratulations on the win over Vin Sands, and good luck to you guys when you get to Castle on Friday night.
Thank you.
That's Connor O'Donnell, who will come back at the scouting report on the nights from head coach John Hurdy when this Memorial Show continues on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref.
You know Rock-A-Bar for Evansville's first pizza. Now you can enjoy a fabulous breakfast every morning, 6 to 10:30. Delicious omelets, pancakes, French toast, and the best biscuits and gravy. The all-new Rock-A-Bar, Washington Avenue at Green River Road. The all-new Rock-A-Bar is open for lunch daily. Choose from 18 delicious pizzas, sandwiches, including a great hamburger, spaghetti, lasagna, and Rock-A-Bar's famous Italian salad. Dine in or outside on the patio, plus carry out and exceptional catering. Discover the all-new Rock-A-Bar.
Attorney Scott Stratman is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics and wishes Coach John Hurley and the Memorial Tigers the best of luck this season. A smart game plan and good execution are keys to success in football and in legal matters, too. If you need help with estate planning, nursing home planning for a loved one, or litigation, give Scott a call at 812-425-5345. Scott is experienced, affordable, and has been helping clients in the Evansville area for over 25 years. Call Scott Stratman at 812-425-5345. Whether it's the end of the year or the start of another new one, if you want to recognize success with a special gift of recognition, look no further than Award World Trophies, the number one destination in Evansville for plaques, trophies, ribbons, and a wide assortment of special gifts in their large showroom. The professionals at Award World Trophies can also personally engrave any item for a personal touch. Award success with a gift from Award World Trophies. 700 North Wine Box, Suite 103, or phone 812-425-4571.
At Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, we're good at insurance. But not just any insurance. We're good at...
when the forecast calls for cheese ball sized hail insurance!
And even, shouldn't have parked under that tree. Insurance. Start with Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance and stop knocking on wood.
Start with me, Mike Carey, with locations in Warwick and Vandenberg counties. Online, in person, or by phone at 812-901-7700 and stop knocking on wood.
I have an order for Dan.
Oh, that's me. Hey, wait, you forgot the... never mind. They never get it right.
You deserve the coffee you asked for. So don't you deserve the house you asked for? Bel Air Land's new build construction homes come with a builder warranty, so you have peace of mind. With Bel Air Land, creating a custom home is easier than ordering a custom coffee. Check them out at belairland.com.
Have you seen interest rates for newer used cars? Make sure your car is in great shape to avoid those new high car payments. Call Mankey's Auto for a free car inspection. That's a 66-point inspection from our ASE-certified technicians. No job is too large or small. Call us at 812-853-5571 to schedule an appointment or check us out on the web at mankeysauto.com or our Facebook page. That's Mankey's Auto, a local shop in New Bern. Back on the Memorial Football Show, week number 9. The Tigers will close out the regular season Friday night in Newburgh, taking on the Castle Knights. John Hurdy rejoins us. Well, Coach, you take on a Castle team coming on Friday night. They are 5-2 in the campaign, or 6-2, I guess, tied with a whole bunch of folks, Jasper and North, in the conference. But just talk a little bit about Doug Hurt's team.
Well, I mean, they're a typical Doug Hurt team. I think each week they've gotten better. They started the year off a little bit beat up. And I know they lost the opener to North, but each week, you know, we seem to see a lot of the film because we, you know, seems like they play everybody before we play them or something like that. You know, they've made a lot of adjustments on the front offensive line, and they've gotten better each week. And they really start to put some points up, and defensively they fly around, and they're disciplined.
Well, you take a look at this game, and I know looking at maybe some of their stats over the last couple of weeks, you know, their passing game isn't probably where Doug would want it at this point. Their running backs, as you said, I think the McKinney kid had a pretty good night against Central this past Friday. So what do you expect, like, defensively? I mean, like, you know, we've talked about all season long, your defense has been very opportunistic, been very tough to score against. What do you expect from Castle's offense Friday?
You know, I think Castle's kind of opened it up a little bit offensively. I've noticed they've ran some reverses and different things that, you know, they haven't done a lot through the years. So I'm sure it's going to be wide open. And, you know, they find a way to – they just do a great job with play action and find a way to get guys open over the top. And last time we were there for their senior night, I mean, we practiced the play all week. It was first play of the game, and they still hit it. We thought we were overly prepared for it, so – you know, I think it goes back to they're well coached, and things they do look a lot alike, whether it's their outside stretch or the play action. So we're going to have to be disciplined and stick with our rules.
And defensively, as you said, they kind of fly around in the football, probably not as physical from a size standpoint as the teams you've seen the last couple of weeks in Wrights and Vincennes. So how do you feel that you guys match up with your offense against their defense?
Well, I think they create some challenges with their quickness and speed. I think they take pride in being fast defensively and flying to the ball. Every play, you'll see a lot of hats towards the ball. So, you know, that's the one thing that if, you know, we had to say we had to prove on each week is we got to improve on our offensive line play. And hopefully, you know, we're going to continue to get better in that spot.
Well, I know they've had some success on special teams with kickoff returns and punt returns, much like you guys have had this year as well. And we've talked special teams with you, especially after the modern day game. This time of the year, I know you guys have a day each week that's kind of assigned to special teams. But, you know, this is a game right now where both teams have really excelled in special teams this year.
Yeah, I've always said that it always seems like when Castle wants to block a punt, they go block a punt, and it's almost on cue. So I know we put a lot of time in kind of preparing, especially for their punt block and punt return, but they do a good job. You know, again, I think it comes down to being disciplined, and they do a good job getting their guys to be disciplined.
Well, last couple of weeks we talked about how physical your opponents have been, and now, John, with the draw coming out this past Sunday, you guys, you know, get the week off before round two. Castle in 5A, they always get the week off. So really no reason to hold anything back this week because both schools will have 2 weeks before their next game.
Yep. You know, we had a bye in 2019, and I have to go back and look and see what we did. I would venture to say I probably called Doug to see what they do because they do it every year. So he's got experience with how to handle that week off and set the kids up. But, you know, it's exciting that the tournament's starting. I don't, you know, the bye is what it is. But, our focus will be on this week and doing everything we can this week to come away with a win.
Well, again, John, congratulations on the conference championship attained this past week, and all the best to you and the Tigers in the game on Friday with Castle.
All right, thank you.
That's John Herney. This has been the Memorial Football Show here on ESPN, 97.7 FM, The Ref.
You have been listening to the Memorial Football Show on WREF 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio, and listen to theref.com. This show has been brought to you by Bel Air Land, Scott Stratman, attorney at law, and the Rocket Bar. The Memorial Football Show is brought to you weekly by Mankey's Automotive, Award World Trophies, and United Fidelity Bank. The Memorial Football Show has been another sports presentation of Evansville Sports Programming Incorporated and WREF 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio.
ESPN 97.7 WREF, Sebring, Henderson, and Evansville. ESPN 97.7 The Ref.